Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Grant McCauley, let's talk about what's going on with our Braves. No game yesterday as the weather postponed that one against the Marlins. Friday was fun, man, and thanks for coming out and hanging out with us at Murph's. We had a great conversation. We leave, game starts, boom, we explode for 10 runs. We don't score any yesterday, and Grant, people are back to freaking out, including me. What's going on here, man?
Well, it sounds like what was missing was we didn't go to Murph's and we didn't have the cheese curds, so we can't expect the same results on a Saturday. I don't know. But, no, it remains troubling because you just look at this slow start, and we're not talking about one game. We're talking about, what, four now, I believe, where the Braves have scored one run or fewer. They've been shut out a couple of times. This hasn't looked like or felt like the offense that we were promised or the offense that we had come to know prior to the trials of 2024, which – I was hoping, I don't know about you, that we would get into a new season and have new narratives that would feel a little bit different than the stuff we talked about time after time after time last year. But it's up to the Braves to figure out a way to turn the corner, to get re-energized, to get refocused, to get whatever adjustments it is that they need in place. Because, I mean, I can look at it the same way they do, which is, hey, we faced a couple of really tough teams to start the season. The Miami Marlins are not one of those tough teams. Obviously, they handled business on Friday. Then they got handcuffed on Saturday, and they were able to dodge having to face former Cy Young Award winner Sandy Alcantara on Sunday.
Right.
Parlay that into an extra off day, but you and I and Mike as well, you know the Philadelphia Phillies are going to come in, and they've got a pretty good pitching staff. So this club has got to figure out a way to find consistency. It's not about changing everything that they are and everything that they do, but there have to be some little adjustments in here, and some confidence, I think, would go a long way towards getting this club rolling again.
Yeah, taking 2 out of 3 against Philly, I think, would go a long way to doing that, Grant.
Yeah.
I mean, because otherwise, the other prospect, unfortunately, is being 8 or 9 games back in your division, and the Masters haven't even wrapped up yet. So that's a concern. I did like seeing the bats come alive. I thought one of the good storylines from last year that carried over, saw it on Friday, is how good Schwellenbach looks.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, and I've asked Brian Snitker a little bit about, you know, can you really be surprised at this point with what you've seen out of this kid? And he said, no, not at all. And he proved it last year, and he looks like he's even better this year. And he looked like he got better and more confident as he went along. I think when we talked about Spencer Schwellenbach a year ago, the phrase that came up all the time was mound presence. It didn't seem like just some rookie with not a lot of innings under his belt in his professional career. He seemed like a pitcher who went out there with a plan and had, you know, plenty of reps, and this was nothing new to him. It was kind of old hat, and I'm sure it wasn't, and I'm sure he made it look easier than it may have felt at times, but that's just kind of who this guy is. I mean, he can ramp up that fastball to 98 miles an hour. He throws 6 total pitches, by the way. None of them are a changeup, just for the record, and that is something that I think is kind of amazing, is that he is about, you know, hard fastballs, sinkers, slider, curveball, you know, two-seamers. It's just impressive to watch the conviction that he has with all of those pitches. He throws them more than 10% of the time. That is not a small thing. That means that he is pretty much willing to go with whichever pitch he feels like is going to give him the best result. in pretty much any count to pretty much any hitter. And there are not a lot of pitchers out there, in my view, especially young guys that just burst onto the scene, that have that kind of confidence in that arsenal.
What do you think about the decision with the catching situation? I like it. I think Drake Baldwin has more upside. That's where I've been on this, even though he hasn't gotten the hits or the average isn't where we want it to be. What's your take on this, Grant?
It's interesting, right, that you may have thought, okay, well, the traditional line of thinking is he's a young player. He needs to play every day or get regular bats. So let's send him back down to Gwinnett and let him continue his development. And I think we can all know, and Drake Baldwin included, that, you know, coming into spring training, very likely that he was going to head to Gwinnett and just look to pick up where he left off last year and just continue to prove himself and obviously get more reps and develop. But I think that he's shown in the first week and a half that while, yes, he's hitting 154, he hasn't homered yet, I understand all of that. The Padres stole a bunch of bases on him and whatnot. But you start to look inside the numbers, the metrics of Drake Baldwin. I mean, he's in the 94th percentile in hard hit rate in Major League Baseball. Guys ahead of him on this team, Marcell Ozuna, he hits the ball pretty hard. Matt Olson hits the ball pretty hard. And pretty much nobody else is in front of Drake Baldwin. And he's doing all of this while I feel like having a really good approach at the plate. He doesn't strike out a lot. He'll draw his walks. He has a plan, to make a long story short. And I think that rewarding a player like this with the opportunity to stick and stay in the big leagues, even if his playing time isn't going to be the same, is the direct reflection of what Drake Baldwin has proved thus far and the fact that the Braves believe they're a better team with him than without him.
So our man Grant McCauley, guys, on the waitfor.com hotline. I saw the article about Ronald Acuna going to go see the specialist out in California. So I'll ask you for the third time in the last five questions, I guess, interviews, the question, when do we see Ronald Acuna up here? Because if anything else, I know he can provide a spark.
Yeah, I wonder who was the source for that article. No, I'm kidding. It's been a conversation that we've had in the last, like, week or so around the team. I know a lot of people have been asking about it. What is that next step for Ronald? When can we start to put a timetable, put pen to paper on that? Not just pencil. Let's go ahead and mark this thing down and get him going. But he's
waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Got to go out to Los Angeles, get through that, I think, last really hurdle, no pun intended, to clear him for all of the running activities with no restrictions whatsoever. That allows him to get more work in the outfield and get out on that rehab assignment. I still think he's going to need at least 2 weeks of that. I don't anticipate them changing his timetable altogether just to, you know, push something and force the offense to get moving again. I think you have to be really, really thoughtful, and I'm sure the Braves will be. They have been thus far, about how exactly they bring him along and not looking to create more expectation on him or, you know, force him into a situation where he's just not ready yet. And then you're not putting him in a position to succeed, and it may not help the team. So I think they're going to stay the course with this. I think we see him in early to mid-May.
How big is this series tomorrow, Grant, with the Phillies? I think it's Wheeler and Sale. It feels like, just because of the way things have gone, am I over-exaggerating this? I mean, like, it feels like this is a big deal early on here.
No, I mean, I'll give you this. It's as big as the series in April can get when you consider, I mean, you look at the standings, you're five or six games out in the first week and a half. Typically, that's a club that wasn't going anywhere to begin with and has just kind of, you know, resigned itself to its fate to get stepped on throughout the course of the year. But the Braves are not that. This is not a club that's just, oh, ho-hum, we'll just throw 26 guys out there and whatever happens this year is fine and we'll take some luxury tax money and turn a profit like some other teams. But this is a club that's off to a really bad start and needs wins in the worst way. It doesn't matter who they come against or how they, you know, are able to pile those things up. But now you get to face the first-place Phillies, a nemesis of this club. I talked a lot about that on From the Diamond on Sunday. And, you know, it just kind of is what it is. And you don't have to be, I think, looking at the Braves and saying, well, they're just not a very good team because they're off to this bad start. But they've got to start showing the signs of life. And there's no better time to start than, as Mike said, by taking two out of three to the Phillies to boost your confidence and get your season turned around and trending in the right direction.
I know the bats were not responding on Saturday. Unfortunately, A.J. Smith-Shawver, the pitch count got up there again, so he didn't make it through five. Is that a thing, or is that something Rick Kranitz is going to work on? I mean, how can they be a little more economical with his pitches?
Well, here's the problem that I saw in that is the two-out problem for A.J. Smith-Shawver. Opposing hitters are batting, I believe, 462 with a 1,400 OPS against him with two outs in an inning, and he's also issued, I believe, four walks. So if you want to throw gasoline on a fire, go ahead and start issuing walks and giving up runs with two outs. I mean, that's just a quick way to have a short night, and obviously the Braves are hoping that he's going to be able to get that whole thing under control. I watch him, and I see the same thing I think a lot of people do. There's a lot of promise in that arm. I really like his split finger. I think it's a great strikeout pitch. In fact, he throws that more than he throws his traditional four-seam fastball. But I saw a lot of four-seamers in the same inning that would be 93, then 97, then 95, then 92. And I'm just not really sure what's going on with some of those offerings. If you're, you know, worried about control, then, yeah, maybe you're taking a little bit off. But it doesn't really seem to be a problem for him altogether. But I think it's just about a young pitcher continuing to develop, and he's doing it at the big league level. And that's going to come with growing pains. But you're kind of in one of those places where I think the magnifying glass is out on every single thing that's not going right for the Braves right now. And that may or may not be fair to A.J. Smith-Shawver, if fair is indeed a thing that exists in the world.
I'm not worried about Austin Riley. Because I just feel like, you know, when you start talking about if we were to do some kind of a graph, right, and you said, okay, I'm more worried about this guy, and we graphed it out. Like, for me, he's like one of the least guys that I would be worried about. And I know that it's a concern with the strikeouts and all of this. Tell me where you're at on Austin Riley right now.
Yeah, I'm not really worried about him either. I think that this is, again, a product of early in the season. You know, who has the most responsibility here? And I think Austin Riley's on that short list. I mean, you're going to look at the Rileys and the Olsons and the Albies and guys that have been here for a while as the ones that are going to have to step up right now and help kind of shepherd this team through this rough start and get them back to, you know, smoother waters and really what you expect to be more of a normal day-to-day for the Braves. And that's just not happening right now. And I think that that's been apparent since last year, that everybody has, I believe, taken a little bit more responsibility onto their shoulders, and maybe that has created some pressing, and in fact I'm sure it has, and Brian Snitker's talked about it. Austin Riley, what, about a week ago maybe, like last Wednesday? I don't think I've heard a player in April taking it quite as hard as I heard Austin Riley in his post-game comments. Just, I mean, the accountability's there, the self-responsibility's there. It won't necessarily change the results, but look, you're seeing it and you know it, and he's seeing it and he's aware of it too. So I think as much as anything, it's about adjusting that mindset and continuing to move forward and do the day-to-day stuff that helps you to, you know, be a successful player. And that's what all these guys are trying their best to do. It's just, for whatever reason, not working for Riley and some of the other guys right now. But, no, I'm with you. I'm not overly concerned about him, but he's going to be one of the guys that has to get going for this Braves offense to truly hit its stride and start moving forward in the right direction.
Great stuff, Grant. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Big series starts against the Phillies. We're looking forward to it. Thanks so much.
Yep, thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.